Okay, so sacramentals, such as the sign of the cross, consecrate our daily life and invoke the blessing of the Lord. So, I think it's so important for us to try to remember that when we sign ourselves with the sign of our deliverance, with the sign of our salvation, that we are consecrating ourselves to the Lord each time we do that. Each time we do that. And so, shouldn't we then be doing that often throughout the course of our day? Not just when we start our day, or whenever the prayer time is that you've chosen for your day, or not just when we gather this way, or not just when we go to celebrate Eucharist, but, you know, when we're moving throughout the day, or when we move from one part of our day to another, or when we move from one place in our day to another, you know, to do that, to sign ourselves with all that, and when we're doing it, to know that we're signing ourselves with all Jesus has done for us. We're remembering that, we're commemorating that, we're celebrating that, his birth, his death, his resurrection, the release of his Holy Spirit, the actual grace that he's giving us, which is alive and present, and that he manifests himself through as we go throughout the course of our day. Now, the use of sacramentals prepares the heart to be able to receive the Lord's intervention. I think this is such a neat story. Listen to this. St. Clare of Assisi, she walked into a convent that had many sick nuns in this convent. It says that she made the sign of the cross 5 times. And 5 of the sisters got up and were well. Isn't that amazing? The sign, and you know, and we study all about praying for healing, and we want to make sure that we say the right things, and we want to make sure that, you know, we come Holy Spirit, and we wait, and all that's good, and we need to do that. But just look at this. St. Clare, she walks in, she makes the sign of the cross 5 times, and 5 nuns were healed, got up completely healed. Why? Because as we said previously, that sacramental of the sign of the cross brings to us victory over sickness and disease, brings to us victory over condemnation, brings to us that memory and commemoration and celebration of all Jesus has done in just that simple sign. Remember, one of the saints said, it's made simple, it's made easy for the weak, it's easy for all of us then. And so to remember that. Also, St. Vincent Ferrer, now this is back 1350 to 1419, blessed crowds of thousands with his hand-held cross. So he had the cross in his hand, and we've heard this from different places, even within the past 10 years, where this has happened, where walking through groups of people, you know, with the cross, how people then are overwhelmed in the Holy Spirit, how people, you know, have been healed. And here it's saying that way back then in 1350, and we thought we were discovering something new, didn't we? With his hand-held cross, hundreds were healed by just being in the shadow of that cross. Hundreds were healed. Okay. And then here's more about the sacramentals that you can read in your personal study from the Catechism. The sign of the cross and the proclamation of Christian truth tells us this. The sign of the cross invokes the name of the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That, as well as being taught to us in the Catechism, you'll find that in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. The sign speaks of the covenant relationship the Lord has for his people. That covenant relationship that he made with you and with me through the cross, through his shed blood, saying that we are his children. He is our Father. We are his sons and his daughters, saying that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our brother. He is our Redeemer. He is our healer. And then the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter, who comes then, you know, to give us gifts that enable us to walk our life with Jesus in the center. That is the sign, that is the covenant that the Lord has made, that he won't depart from us, that he will walk with us in good times and in difficult times, that he is with us in all things, and that nothing is impossible with him. So no matter how great our difficulties, no matter what we're facing, to remember that the sign of the cross again reflects the covenant that Jesus made for us through his dying, through his resurrection, through his shed blood, and that belongs to you and belongs to me. In the scriptures, the concept of names opens us up to the blessings of a relationship with the Lord. For example, to invoke the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is to invoke the relationship of who Jesus is. He is our healer, or as one who guides, Jehovah Rohi, or one who provides, Jehovah Jireh, meaning the God who provides for all of our needs. So when we call his name and sign ourselves in his name, we're calling then our healer. So if we're in pain, if we're worried, if we're sick, to know that we're calling then Jesus as Jehovah Rapha, the God who takes our bitter experiences and makes them sweet, the God who says, I am the God who heals you in the book of Exodus, the God who says that you might have many problems, many are your destructions, but I'm going to save you, I'm going to deliver you out of them all. The name of Jesus, then, when we speak Jesus, that means, his name means the one who saves, the one who delivers, the one who redeems, the one who heals, and the one who sets free. To pray in power is to pray in the name of the Lord, which means to act on and commit to the truth of who he is. Faith is to trust in the name of the Lord. In other words, faith is to trust in the covenant promises, the names of the Lord, on behalf of his people. So when we pray and sign ourselves with the cross, we pray in the name of Jesus, all authority that Jesus has then is given to us. Then we have that authority then. We have the authority, you know, to speak the word and to believe that word is spoken and met for you and for me, or for those that we're interceding for. We have the authority to stand up against the enemies in our life or the evil in the world. The Lord gives us that authority to all who believe in him and all who invoke his name. That's called the authority of the believer, and that believers are you and me. Faith is to trust that. Faith is believing in those things we haven't yet seen. So you may be sitting there and saying, well, I've never really experienced that, and you've had no so-called proof or manifestation of that in your life. Well, we believe it. It all starts with faith, believing in what we haven't yet seen. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer faith. There it is, it's out there, and then we move then from faith to the knowing and faith to that manifestation. But if you're sitting there and you haven't yet experienced it, the Lord is saying, believe that in faith. Believing that you see it in my word. As Catholics, we see it in the catechism. We see it through the witnesses of brothers and sisters who are sitting here right in this room. We hear it and see it through the preachings as we come, as we go and celebrate Eucharist. We hear it and we see it. It's in the Bible, and so we take it in faith then, believing that that's true. The sign of the cross also activates the power of baptism. Speaking to new Christians, excuse me, St. Cyril explained, let us not be ashamed of the cross of Christ. Make this sign, in a word, on all occasions. What does it signify with our baptism? Well, we identify with Christ. He is, Scripture tells us, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is our Savior and Lord. So when we do that, we're saying, Jesus will show me the way. Whatever it is you're facing in your life, whatever it is you have questions about, whatever it is you need to make decisions about, Jesus will show us the way. Because that's what he is. He is the way maker. Or he'll make a way. Where we feel like there's no way out of this situation, he'll make the way. We sing that beautiful song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. So he is the way maker in our life. He is the truth. The word, he is the word of God. He is that word made flesh. And that word is truth. The Bible tells us that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So knowing then that he is that truth brings us then freedom in our life. And he is the life within us. He breathes life within us through the new life that we receive, through baptism, and the new life that we receive as on and on. It's not just one time, as we know. You know, he keeps bringing us into deeper life with him. He keeps rejuvenating and our life. So it happens not just, you know, at infant baptism, but it happens then as we make those decisions for him, as we renew our baptismal promises, you know, through different celebrations that the church offers to us. We renew that, and we receive new life over and over again. And each time it gets better and better and better, and we grow deeper and deeper and deeper into the knowledge of Jesus. We die with him to our sin, and we are buried with him in death, and we rise with him. This is all taught to us through the book of Romans, in Romans 6. We die to him to new life. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and we live a supernatural life. You know, years ago I read where, you know, we need to live a life that in always, with the decisions that we make and with how we spend our time and what we do with our time, look to those things that have eternal value. Not just the things of today. And there's a lot of nice things out there today, and we're not saying that, you know, that none of that is good. There are wonderful things that the world has and that Jesus has created for us in the world that we enjoy and that enrich and enhance us. But nothing does that like the things of the Lord. Nothing enriches and enhances our life. Nothing brings us the peace. Nothing brings us the satisfaction and fulfillment more than those things of the Lord. The things that we're talking about here, that supernatural life. Acts 1:8, John and 14 and John 16 speak to us of that. So those are the things that have eternal value. The things of today are passing away. The things of today are transitory. Those things that have eternal value will live on forever. So what we do in the name of Jesus lives on forever. The effects of that and the blessing of that, the grace of that, long after we have gone and we're in that throne room praising the Lord, that will live on. The things of this world, not necessarily so. So, you know, I challenge myself and all of us with that too, as we look at our schedules and we say, oh gosh, I'm, you know, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to put that? Or we say yes to so many things. You know, stop and say, does this have eternal value? You know, is this really going to make a difference in my life, in my spouse's, in my children or my grandchildren, you know? And look to those things. Ask the Lord to guide us in those things that have an eternal perspective and have eternal value. St. Cyril said, then you were led to the holy pool of divine baptism as Christ carried from the cross to the tomb. Each of you made that saving confession in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. For by this immersion and rising, you were both dying and being born. Again, that's speaking more of what happens to us, not only in our baptism, but every time we make that sign. The cross is a sign of spiritual freedom from sin and death and Satan. Colossians 2:15 tells us that. It makes us sons and daughters of God the Father. Romans 8 speaks to that, who have access to the Father and his promises. All those promises, many of us have that little book of promises, and we just love all those promises. Those promises are yes and amen to you and to me, because we belong to him, because we make that confession of faith, because we renew that many different times in our life, and because we see the value and we see the power of the sign of the cross. Christ triumphs over the power of darkness. That's in Romans 8, 35 to 37. It makes us members of the body of Christ and brings us healing and deliverance.